Craig. Thank you so much. Governor Newsom has signed a package of bills he says will help save California billions of dollars on energy costs. But that claim is being disputed. One bill would boost oil production in Kern County with the hope of keeping gas prices from spiking. It would also extend the cap and trade greenhouse gas emissions program. Two bills deal with electricity. One would allow the state to create a Western regional energy market to allow the state to trade more electricity with neighbors. Governor Newsom says these bills help keep California at the forefront of addressing climate change while keeping energy affordable for people.
Finding a balanced approach, setting forth strategies to achieve audacious goals that simply no other large-scale jurisdiction in the world can lay claim to, and doing it in a way that reduces the burden on ratepayers and taxpayers at the same time. So I'm proud, and it's about time, in contrast.
Consumer Watchdog put out a video on YouTube disputing Newsom's claims.
Truth is, 90% of the solutions will drive up costs for gasoline and electricity. The reauthorization of cap and trade without a ceiling on the price of carbon credits could add 60 cents to a gallon of gas. The replenishing of the state's wildfire fund to protect negligent utilities with $9 billion will come right out of ratepayers' pockets. And the move to a regional grid will give regional power traders the power to increase electricity prices free of state control and anti-price gouging laws.
The bills did not address the scheduled closures of two refineries in California. One is the Phillips 66 refinery in Wilmington. Some energy analysts say those closures could increase gas prices.